So I'm here with Amy Carr. She's the marketing manager at the Idaho Falls Arts Council. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, thanks.
So can you tell me about the events you have coming up for the rest of this month and for December?
Sure. So we've got two really awesome shows coming up. The week after Thanksgiving, on the 28th, we've got Finding Neverland, which is part of our Broadway at the Civic series. And that tells the story behind Peter Pan, so about the man who wrote it, which should be a magical performance. And then just 2 days after that, we have Under the Street Lamp coming. And they've been here before, but this time it's going to be a holiday show. So they'll mix the biggest songs of the 50s, 60s, and 70s with some holiday music, and that one will be a lot of fun, too.
Awesome. Do you guys do the Forgotten Carols?
We don't, but I have a little bit of information about them. So they will also be at the Civic this year, and you can get tickets for the Forgotten Carols through ForgottenCarols.com. And I know that one's always a big seller, very popular in our area.
Yeah,
how a really many, good tradition.
Yeah, how many years have they been doing that, do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know that the show has been around since the 90s, and that they've been coming here for a lot of those years.
Yeah, but yeah, going back to your shows.
Yeah.
So Finding Neverland, then, is this a company that tours, or is it locals that are doing this?
Yeah. This is a professional Broadway tour, so these are professional actors that are coming in with the show, as well as a lot of incredible set pieces and effects. So it'll be a really high-level show, the kind that you could see in any big city, just brought closer to home.
How do you get these people to come to Idaho Falls, you know?
Yeah. So we benefit a lot from something called block booking, which means that these tours of shows like Finding Neverland are trying to build a series of dates. And if we can hit other locations within our region where they can travel within a day or two, that helps make those shows more affordable for everyone involved. So we do this with a lot of our shows. Some of our shows that come to the Colonial, you'll see that they're also in Twin Falls or Logan, Utah, and that just makes it so that we all get a bit of a discount on the tour coming through, and we can get some bigger name acts that way.
Okay. And what was the other one you said that you're doing?
Yeah, Under the Street Lamp.
Okay.
So Under the Street Lamp is made up of Broadway performers, four gentlemen, and they were originally founded by members of the play The Jersey Boys. I think they've had some cast changes, but they've all been in different productions on Broadway and touring, and so they've got great voices and great stage presence and just make for a really fun show.
Where are they usually based out of?
I think they are individually based in different areas, so they come together to do these tours together, but then return home to Michigan or New Jersey or wherever they've chosen to live.
Right. And I think you have a couple other things coming up. I think I saw something called the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, so the 12 Days of Christmas is a presentation by the Idaho Falls School of Ballet. They've done this show a couple times before, I think. It's a really fun, magical story that embodies the song, the 12 Days of Christmas. So you see the Lord's leaving, the ladies dancing, the partridge in a pear tree, the whole thing comes to life. And they do really high quality presentations. So they're definitely one that's fun to watch especially if you want a ballet that isn't the Nutcracker you've seen a bunch.
Yeah. What day is that again?
That one is December 1st, and it's also at the Civic.
Awesome. And are you guys putting on the Nutcracker too?
So that is another local presentation. That one is by Idaho Ballet Theater. They do the Nutcracker every year, and it is a much-beloved presentation. They do an incredible job, and they do several nights. It looks like they're December 7th, 8th, and 10th here at the Colonial, and always do a really great job. They bring in a couple professional dancers to do some key roles, but the rest are made up by their students.
So what do you guys, what are you thinking about when you're getting people to come and perform?
Sure. So with the local groups, they rent our facility or the Civic, and we do everything we can to keep those prices low and the space is available for them. December and May are our busiest months because of all of the dance presentations and choir shows. So we have some of these groups that come back every year, and we love having them in the building, and we know them really well by now. When we're looking to book our own shows as the Arts Council, we look to present a pretty diverse array of shows each year, everything from comedy and theater to concerts, just so we have something for everyone, or if you decide to come to all of them, you're having different experiences each time. So, you know, Under the Street Lamp is really different than the show we just had earlier this week, Black Violin, which is a hip-hop classical fusion. And so then on New Year's Eve, we'll have the Fab Four, which is a Beatles tribute band. So we want to hit as many different demographics as we can with our shows and really look to cultivate a season each year that does that.
I think you have maybe one more play in December, but I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Wonderland?
Oh, yeah. I know which one you mean.
Okay.
So also coming in December is Cirque Musica Wonderland, and that's also part of the Broadway at the Civic series. So if you're familiar with, like, Cirque du Soleil or any of those, this is a similar vein where we've got acrobats and contortionists and trapeze artists and all of that. But this one's really cool because it is a holiday show and it has a live orchestra with it. So it'll be live orchestra music and then these incredible athletes and performers on stage. It should be a really unique way to have a Christmas show, but really magical too.
What shows do you get like the highest response rates to?
Sure. So in our area, Broadway always is a big word. People love musical theater. Shows like Cirque Musica that are acrobats and that sort of thing also often get a good response. And then we like to say that we are a known name community. So if we've heard of your band, we'll be there. We don't always do so well with the people you haven't heard of, the up-and-coming groups. We're hoping that the more you've come to see shows and you know that we like to present good things, that you'll take a risk on some of those that you haven't heard of. But we also understand that, you know, you've got only so much money and you want to spend it on something that you know you're going to love. So that's why a lot of the titles or bands that you've heard of before are a big draw.
Right. You do have, like, a battle of the bands. I don't know if that actually happened or if that's coming in the future.
Yes, that is this Saturday, and that is, it used to be part of our summer festival, but we've decided to move it into the theater. So that is a competition for bands composed of their members being 21 years old or younger from our region. And we've teamed up with No Limit Guitar Co. out of Piano Gallery to provide prizes for that and give these young bands an opportunity to show off what they've been working on and compete for some prizes that can help them develop their craft even further. And that one is free to watch in the audience.
Well, that's exciting. Do you have
yeah.
a show that you're most excited for?
The one I'm most excited for is coming up, not until March, but it's called the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Mm.
And these guys have been around for a while, and they take all of the works of Shakespeare and condense them into one show, and it's hilarious. It is fast-paced, and they're silly, and they've got all sorts of costumes, but it's also really fun if you know the stories of Shakespeare, or even a few of them.
That's great. And is there anything else you wanted to say about your concerts or people coming?
Sure. There is always so much happening in our area that we have a hard time keeping track sometimes. A good place to go if you're wondering what is happening soon is IdahoFallsArts.org. That'll include almost everything that's coming to the Colonial and many of the things that are coming to the Civic and some other venues as well. It's a good starting point for finding something you'd like to see or do. But there are lots of great local organizations that also do annual productions. The dance school, as I mentioned, Iffy Yak and Sounds Choir both do plays every year. So there's always something going on for people to get involved with or to attend. And we're happy to talk about them at the Arts Council, even if they're not ours.
That's great. Well, thank you. That's Amy Carr.
Thank you.